News on the hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Humanitarian aid is at the heart of a delay in the release of a second round of hostages in Gaza. Hamas says it's delaying the release until Israel gets the aid to northern Gaza. Israeli government spokesman Eitan Schwartz details what's entering Gaza.
We are expecting 226 trucks entering through the Nitzana crossing. This will include 113 trucks containing food, 7 containing medical supplies, 27 containing water, 43 containing various supplies for shelter, 25 trucks containing hygiene supplies.
A United Nations patrol in southern Lebanon reports it was hit by Israeli gunfire. The group called the attack deeply troubling. Sources say former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was stabbed in prison.
A stabbing took place at a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona, reportedly involving former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted in the death of George Floyd. The Associated Press and the New York Times cite sources. The Bureau of Prisons says life-saving measures were used on an inmate before taking the person to a hospital, but the inmate's name was not provided.
Jennifer Kuiper reporting. Today is Small Business Saturday, when Americans are encouraged to shop local.
Analysts expect 55 to 65 million Americans to shop on this holiday weekend. The average family will spend about $700. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says spending some of that money at small businesses makes a big difference for them.
Small Business Saturday is an important kickoff to take the retailers from break even into positive profitability for the entire calendar year.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Slippery streets could spell travel trouble this holiday weekend. Meteorologist Kelly Cass with the Weather Channel.
That rain heads over toward the I-95 corridor, but it will be snow for the interior sections of the Northeast. And we're talking about possibly several inches for the Adirondacks.
A new study finds routine cancer screenings save lives. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn has the details.
More than 15,000 cancer deaths could be prevented if more people follow recommended screening guidelines. A study from Mass General Hospital looked at lung, colorectal, breast, and cervical cancers and found a 10% increase in screenings creates a significant decline in deaths over the lifetime of eligible Americans.
Pope Francis headed to the hospital in Rome for a lung scan as he battles the flu. The Vatican says tests showed no problems. The Pope is still expected to appear in St. Peter's Square tomorrow for his regular address. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Discover the secret to a healthier you at Lake County Botanics. Vape Walkie specializes in top quality hemp products from CBD to Delta 8, all curated just for you. You'll find Delta 8, Delta 10, THCA, and more legal hemp compounds in disposable vapes, cartridges, edibles, and more. Isolates, broad spectrum, or full spectrum CBD, they've got it all.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new survey finds immigrant students need better help in school. Edwin J. Vieira has more.
The Youth Truth Reimagining Migration Survey was designed to examine the perspective of immigrant students as to how they're doing in school. The survey finds immigrant students don't feel they can be themselves there. There was also middling scores when asked if they feel like part of their school's community. Adam Strom with Reimagining Migration describes the importance of an immigrant student's native language to their education.
If you're in a school where folks are encouraging you to speak your own home language when appropriately, your school experience is much better. You have a much stronger sense of belonging. You have a much stronger sense that your peers like you. You see yourselves in textbooks more. You see yourself in the classroom more and what's being taught.
He notes if schools take the opposite approach, this can increase a student's sense of isolation. While there has been more attention paid to immigrant students' mental health, cultural and attitudinal barriers like stigma remain a factor. Though there are ways to ensure immigrant students feel included, there are some challenges to making these work. Along with anti-immigrant sentiments flooding the country, teacher shortages mean educators can't be one-on-one with their students. But Jimmy Simpson Jr. with Youth Truth says another factor is that immigrant students are more than immigrants.
So thinking that there are migrant students also part of the LGBTQ community, Black immigrant students or Brown or BIPOC immigrant students, they have very different types of experiences than a migrant student who may be white.
Simpson adds, seeing people beyond just being immigrants goes a long way to creating a welcoming environment for immigrant students in schools. This is Edwin J. Vieira. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 35. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 26 tonight. Chance for snow showers. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up? This
is a pre-recorded, hey, man.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday, and as always, it's Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm back.
Yeah,
we're back.
we're both back.
Yeah.
And let me do this. I forgot. Hey, Calvin, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. Like you said, well, it is a welcome back for you.
Well, you know, I have to say, man, congratulations to my fill-in host, Stu. Stu did a magnificent job of hosting the last few days. And all I could think about, Sandy, is I'd better not miss any more days. So he was really great. I'm sure you guys enjoyed him. But, you know, back to the old salt mines. And so we have a special guest in the studio. Colleague Don Brown, what's it called? What's your show called on Saturdays?
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha has a special announcement he wants to make.
Hey, thanks for having me, Earl. I'll be very brief because I know you and Sandy, to borrow from our good friend James Santel of Morning Cannolis, you two have an ambitious but achievable agenda, so I want to be respectful of that. But
that's his verbiage.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. You have to see, he's got stacks and stacks of notes. So he's got a lot of content. So, but speaking of content, my show happens before James Santel. It's normally started at 8, but starting next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, Small Business Saturday, This Week in Waukesha will move to a 2-hour format. And that inaugural episode will be great because we're celebrating small businesses in Waukesha. We're going to have a few small business owners either appearing in person or calling in to talk about specials they have, as well as all the wonderful things they have year round. And I encourage your listeners to check us out because, you know, Waukesha is another great Wisconsin city. It's very unique. It's the oldest university city here, thanks to our friends at Carroll University. It's Guitar Town USA. There's so much going on in this vibrant community that a 1-hour show just doesn't do it enough justice. So I'm really grateful to Civic Media and for the opportunity to talk about more issues affecting life here in Waukesha. And these issues that also resonate with the rest of us around the state. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to come on and promote that. And also gives an opportunity for Waukesha residents and those who love Waukesha to call in on our number, 844-967-2789. I know Merle's got that memorized. So I encourage your calls. And then tomorrow is a kind of a, what should we say, preamble or a good warm-up. We're going to have Chief Daniel Thompson from Waukesha Police Department, his first appearance on the show tomorrow. That starts at 8. But again, starting Small Business Saturday, the 25th, This Week in Waukesha will be a 2-hour show, 7 to 9. And we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Sandy, you know a little bit about Waukesha. You know your way around.
Well, Waukesha is a, you know, actually lots of the small towns around the Wisconsin are old, go date way back. So, you know, Waukesha is one of the oldest, and it, you know, Carroll started, I think, before statehood in 1842.
That's right. Yep.
But I think most of the listeners who live in this, in some of the smaller communities around the state, are living in places that date way back. And it's interesting, the heritage that you can feel when you're in such a small town. It's it's much different than, you know, you can go around Milwaukee and see the old buildings, but you don't have a sense of oldness like you do when you go down Main Street in Amory or someplace, and you can look over and that building was 1910 and that one was 1895. And
in Main Street and Waukesha downtown, there's so much great architecture, very historic, and it's a great little walking tour of Wisconsin just right here in our downtown.
Well, Waukesha is not a small town by any stretch of the imagination.
70,000 people, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like our mayor, Sean Riley, always says is he hates when people refer to Waukesha as another suburb, because it's not. It's a very unique university city and so much history. Birthplace of the forward pass in football. I don't know if you guys knew that. But
And the electric guitar, modern electric guitar.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but, you know, the small towns, smaller cities, but they're cities, you know, and Green Bay and Bayfield and all these places that are around the state that we talk to are cities onto themselves. They all revolved around some industries going way back, and their heritage is closely tied to the Wisconsin heritage. So I think the roots of Wisconsin lie really in these smaller cities. That's the place where you can really get a sense of the heritage.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's great that Civic Media continues to grow, because there's so many other great programs sharing this information and this rich history and a lot of the great goings on in these different communities statewide.
You know, it just, as you guys are talking about that, and, you know, as we are now connected to many other cities in the state, you know, I would say that our phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Sandy, you know, it certainly would open the phone lines to people who are willing to call in and talk a little bit about their cities, their towns.
Absolutely.
What makes them special?
What's currently ticking in their town that keeps their attention? You know, we talk a lot about national stuff, but there's most of the stuff that's national has local impacts, you know, and working couples, this median family that I like to talk about, resides in all these towns and have the same kind of struggles that we talk about.
So our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. You can do a start now and tell us a little bit about your town, what you like about it, and, you know, the changes that have occurred. Well, we got a lot we're going to talk about, but we certainly can find a few minutes to and encourage you to call and tell us a little bit about the history of your town. Because, you know, depending on where you live, we already got
the sirens going here in downtown, going down Wisconsin Avenue.
Land from Oconomowoc, and Oconomowoc's not a small town, but... Yeah. Good morning to you, Lynn. How are you doing? Thank you very
Milwaukee.
Much.
Milwaukee. And the east side of Milwaukee. And I was a student at the university for a long time and spent many hours in the historic Milwaukee Teacher College buildings.
Uh-huh.
And
what used to be, what is now UWM, huh?
I took the long route.
Nothing wrong with extra innings.
16-year program. I'm one of those students that after 130 credits, now you pay master's prices. But we always walk through Shorewood and Milwaukee's east side. We walk down to the Downer, which is no longer... And to the Oriental Theater, we'd ride our bikes through Milwaukee on Sunday morning when things were quiet and rode down to the Third Ward. We were runners, so we ran along Lincoln Memorial Drive and Prospect Avenue. So you're missing the historic nature of Milwaukee. Yeah. Unfortunately, I also worked for the Department of City Development, and I know we lost a lot of landmarks during the redevelopment phase of Milwaukee.
Sandy,
yeah. No, I didn't mean to diminish the nature of that. Yeah, Milwaukee's a wonderful, got wonderful old streets and old buildings, and actually did a much better job of saving old buildings than many other cities, in spite of the fact that I'm not sure we did it purposefully. It might have been the slowness of the economic development in the city. But Milwaukee's remarkable. You travel around the country and you realize that Milwaukee is held on to much more of its old vitality.
And I would do one better and say that Milwaukee in many ways is a universe of small towns when you look at some of those unique neighborhoods and the character and the history. And also, too, because I work in nonprofits, I learned recently that Milwaukee's giving, its philanthropy, the foundations and the corporate donors and the individuals, our amount of giving is competitive with the biggest cities in America, New York, Chicago, L.A., and that is a huge I think a badge of honor for a city our size.
Well, one thing, just to talk about history, though, one of the reasons we have these neighborhoods was the streetcar system, and I can admit to being old enough so that in my youngest years, I traveled on the streetcar, and the streetcar is what created the commercial corridors in Milwaukee, and it also created the neighborhoods because it was the terminus point at various places that created. And the growth of Milwaukee grew along the streetcar tracks. So, you know, there's great history, but and the history is clear in Milwaukee. I'm just saying that in smaller towns, people are in the history no matter where they live because it's right there.
Well, you know, when especially a city slicker like myself who hasn't had an opportunity to get around to these smaller towns and places in the state of Wisconsin.
We're going to do that, Earl.
Yeah, you and I have talked about it. We're clearly going to do that. We're going to visit each radio station that we at Civic Media have and do a live show from those places across the state.
That sounds like fun. I'm jealous.
Yeah, and so, but Sandy, so I don't know what, you know, let's say Baraboo. So Baraboo is a place that... what did they have? Paper mills? I mean, what was the
circus?
Well, they had the circus, actually. You know,
I know about the circus, but you can't.
Well, and they have, you know, there were paper mills in the vicinity of Baraboo. I'm trying to think what there is a munitions plant right there at Baraboo. And I can't tell you what the turn of the last century industry was in Baraboo, but I can assure you that there was.
Right.
Yeah. And that all of the towns that we talk about and cities in Wisconsin had active industry ongoing in 1910, you know, and that the town's origins date back to that period.
Yeah. Here's a little nugget on Baraboo that's current. There's a coffee house there in downtown. I forget the name, but they have the best coffee and you can get it either in the beans or ground. And it's called Love Potion No. 9. So when you guys go to Baraboo, pick up a couple bags. I'll give you some money of Love Potion No. 9. Best coffee.
Keep that under your hat.
Yeah. Best kept secret in Wisconsin.
What are you going to say, man, in closing?
Quickly. In closing, I just, you know, I want to thank Civic Media again for the opportunity to deliver Waukesha Life in a 2-hour platform and to engage more callers and listeners and so much great things to share. And I encourage everybody, no matter where you are in the state, to get the Civic Media app and tune into WAUK Saturday morning, the 25th, Small Business Saturday from 7 to 9. And also support your local small businesses in your communities. But we invite you to come on and to call in. And again, thank you for this opportunity this morning, Earl and Sandy.
No problem, Don. They couldn't have picked a better guy and a better homer than Don Brown.
Thank you so much. All right.
We'll be right back.
Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into
into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and I want to thank Don Brown. And you guys should, I mean, Don's a great guy. He just really is, and he's the perfect guy for the position that he's in. And so I'm really happy for him. Sandy, I have to, we haven't talked about this for a while. Zelensky's number two visits D.C. as U.S. warns Ukraine funds running dry.
Yeah.
They're about to pull the plug.
Well, this was the problem with essentially the way we got into this without an understanding, consensus understanding in Washington about what our policy to Ukraine was. It was always an undercurrent, lots of money flowing into Washington from Ukrainian lobbyists and others. And so we developed a stake in Ukraine without having it be a bipartisan agreed upon stake. And then we essentially provided support to Ukraine in a nature that permitted them to put their back up against the wall and get into a war with Russia. And so now we have discord. And this is the worst possible thing for the reliability of the United States as far as it being an ally or being dependable in the world, because we didn't get into it on the right basis, we now have the potential that we might actually leave Ukraine out there to hanging out to dry, or at least act in such a manner that pushes them severely in the direction of needing to do something that's compromising their interest. And, you know, if we hadn't backed them, they would have negotiated something and wouldn't have lost hundreds of thousands of people. But now they have. And so, you know, we really are pregnant in this situation, and it really will be damaging to U.S. The U.S. reputation internationally for us to pull the plug. So this is the bad. This is the problem with backing into cactuses.
You know, Sandy, before I remember having the conversation with you on these airways, before this even got to the point where Russia invaded Ukraine, and you constantly were saying, what is our role in it? What are we going to do?
What is our real interest? Right. Do we have a real strategic critical interest or not?
Well, it turns out we didn't.
Well, apparently a lot of people in Washington, including legislators, think we don't, because they're talking about pulling out. And you don't pull out of something that's actually critically important to your national security. And so, you know, that's the problem. You know, you have to evaluate things realistically. You can't get swept up in emotional arguments or ideological arguments if they don't reflect real critical interests.
Now, you use the verbiage, Sandy, our natural interests and a national interest, okay, with this. What is our national interest in Ukraine? Is there such a thing?
Well, you know, there are places in the world where we do have a critical national interest. And the it's critically important to us that those places have their independence protected, that they maintain an alliance with the United States. The main argument that people have made about Ukraine is that it's a sovereign nation, okay, and that's, and some would describe it as a sovereign democracy. The level of democracy that existed in Ukraine in the last decade is arguable, okay, because it clearly has an oligarchical aspect to the whole environment there in Ukraine, and the extent to which that constitutes then a democracy of the sort we champion is questionable. But the two arguments that are made for it is that it's a sovereign nation and that it's a democratic nation, and we therefore have to protect it. We have not, however, protected nations like that from incursion in other parts of the world. So we got into this, I think, because it's European, because we got fascinated with the expansion of NATO, because Russophobia is something that we have sort of a reflex reaction towards. And so it all lined up, and so we kind of backed into this, like I said, backing into a cactus based on ideological theories and based on some historic Russophobia.
Sandy, we're here now, and it's real. The Joe Biden administration wants to continue to support, but they can't do it unilaterally.
Well, I mean, the problem is that, as like I said, the fact that we got here then puts us in a different fact situation than when I was discussing this preliminary to the invasion by Russia and the question about whether we should be promoting, for instance, Ukraine into NATO and doing some of the things that probably stimulated this conflict. Now we're there and Ukraine is there. And can we simply walk and turn our back on this? Well, we can't do that and do anything but lose the trust of all of the rest of the world in terms of watching the United States and how we behave. You know, there are as a middle road here. We can continue to provide support and we can push Ukraine in the direction of coming up with a peaceful solution to the war.
Well, you know, Sandy, that clearly is the way it should be, but the chances of us as a nation with the unrest in Congress doing that seems like a long shot.
Well, right, we're now so dysfunctional in this country that I'm not sure we are capable of having a discussion that relates to endgame, because the dysfunction we have in Washington is one of the reasons for it is that the people in the fight don't have end games in mind. You know, the schism in the Republican caucus doesn't have an end game in mind. They're about theater and they're about making declarations and points, but they're not about accomplishing something. I just saw a video of a Republican senator speaking with frustration saying, "Tell me one thing I can go back to my constituents and tell them that we, the Republicans, have accomplished. Tell me one thing that we've accomplished."
Oh, yeah. That's kind of saw that, and they couldn't respond.
No, and well, there was no response, but I think it's not because they couldn't. I think under the decorum, they couldn't. But there was nothing for them to respond with is the problem. And that's proof to me that there just isn't an end game here. It's all about the fight. And I'm afraid that, to some extent, our international affairs is all about the fight.
So when we come back, Sandy, I clearly want to delve deeper into that, because based on what looks like the outcome that's going to wind up in Ukraine, it's and the stain that it's going to leave on the United States.
I think the reluctance to fund Ukraine is all about leverage, and I think that the Republicans who are resisting it are simply looking to get something in exchange. They're now talking about southern border, Mexican border activity and changes in policy with respect to the southern border. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I think everything's on the table for everything. And so, I get it. But we can't let that get in the way.
We'll be right back.
You're not to blame.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, a planned second hostage release in Gaza is delayed as Hamas demands that Israel send aid to northern Gaza. Psychoanalyst Ofrit Shapira Berman spoke to CBS Saturday Morning about how they need to be treated when finally free.
We should take into account the fact that they have most probably being held in darkness. There is no electricity and they probably have been kept in the tunnels.
Shop local today on Small Business Saturday, but retail analyst Bert Flickinger explains more shopping is online these days.
For Cyber Monday to exceed over $10 billion is quite significant as the trend in shopping goes to e-tail or cyber or online retail.
Nasty weather this weekend.
Welcome
in some areas.
Carroll
the Weather Channel's Kelly Katz.
The snowstorm moves into the plains. We've got Nebraska, Kansas, even down into the panhandles of Oklahoma and
for catching CBS News Brief. Fun with
each basketball games all season long. These two great programs are proud to represent your university city and the state's oldest college.
Carroll University basketball is brought to you locally by The Shaw, WAUK, and Civic Media. Now, here's Don Brown with all the action. Let's go,
Wizards! A five-year form, 131-128 in favor of Milwaukee. Damian Lillard and Giannis each with 31 points. Brooke Lopez tied his personal best with 39. And why did Chris Middleton have to leave the game in the third quarter? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
I think he had some tightness in his left Achilles, and so just took him out for precautionary measures and then just evaluate him tomorrow.
The Bucks will host the Trailblazers tomorrow afternoon. NFL, the Packers back in town. Rashawn Gary with three sacks and forced two fumbles against the Lions. Got the game ball. It says more to do.
It feels good to have a win, but I really want to go back and really see, because there's a couple times I felt that we were going to feel too long, so I really want to go back, see where it hit us at, so I have to tie that up, and be back to work on Monday.
It's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. Sports, I'm Mike Cummings.
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday, and it's Friday to my co-host, Andy Reid. And Sandy, I just think that we need to give this a little more pause to what is looks like is going to happen in Ukraine and the impact of it. If you look at Iraq,
Afghanistan,
and what the outcomes of those things were for, 16 and 20 years, and people can say we weren't at war in Ukraine, but I think the American people just don't have an appetite for these kinds of things anymore.
I don't know if they don't have an appetite or whether the stridency of the polarized partisanship in Washington is such that if there's a lever, they will pull it, kind of a thing. And so I think the lever here is that Biden has gotten out in front of the Ukraine, and there's been enough of a divide created between Republicans and Democrats on the Ukrainian issue.
It's never
Ukrainian
support
issue.
Politics. The Devil's Advocates Republicans radio show,
say, you know,
with Dom and Cruz.
He's
weekdays
got to
from
have
4 until 6
Ukrainian
on your
deal.
Local
United
civic
States
media radio
basically
station.
Has to continue providing
okay,
aid
we got
to
it.
Ukraine.
Go for it. Can you hear me on you?
We put a roadblock
awesome.
In the way.
Thanks.
We can get something for it. You know, this
hey,
is a trading
good
chip.
Afternoon.
Okay?
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is what we used
weekend
to not allow to happen in our foreign affairs, to allow foreign affairs to become trading chips in politics, because it makes our foreign affairs very unreliable.
To play in the
right?
country for women's basketball.
If every one of our international
our
positions is really just a chip that's going to be traded
in, their last
in domestic politics, then
here.
We aren't going to be a very reliable
host,
partner,
Brown,
a very reliable negotiator,
on Saturday
and it will lose us
air,
diplomatic capacity.
And I am joined
so
by my good friend Greg Triple G,
right
Juan Schneider,
and the danger
who's going to help
respect
out with some color as well as
sort of a willy-nilly approach to number one backing into the Ukrainian situation without a unified position.
The 3-2 Pios take
showing a lack of unity on it in a such an important environment
the
where there is
the
a major conflict
meeting,
ongoing.
Midwest Conference
and
rivals.
The reason for that conflict,
is tied
at least the reason for its persisting
so
it duration,
be a good showdown.
Has been
both
U.S. support
credit,
of Ukraine.
Had some pretty
so if
tough
we pull the plug on Ukraine abruptly,
schedule,
it's
both
apparent
teams played,
what the outcome of that would
lost.
Be. And so,
Rippon had a huge,
you know, in order
victory,
for us to be viewed as a reliable international partner,
and,
it's important
they also
that we
played,
have a constructive approach to this. If it's going to be
teams.
Ultimately
so, and then there's our,
pulling in our horns, then it needs to be done
Pios
constructively.
Also
and
University of
I think
Chicago
the Biden administration's approach
to
saying, look,
to win
we
it.
Want some funding. Now, they've asked for $60 what's the right number? I don't know.
But
enough money to make sure that it stretches out into the future long enough. So that Russia will look at it and
here,
realize that,
sporting
that they are subject
record,
to a long
do
duration of time
the amazing
of Ukraine being able to resist them, such that they maybe
been
need to,
I
go
believe,
to the negotiating table. Because what we need to promote
attorneys.
Here is a negotiating
table. They finished second
settlement.
In the CCIW the last
Sandy,
2 years, and preseason predictions
Ukraine
say they should finish second or third
at
this
any
year,
given
so
point in time,
a lot to
without
look forward
the financial
to.
Support
Greg, what are your thoughts?
From the United
well,
States,
you know, you,
they certainly don't have any other
yeah,
choice in that matter.
I mean,
well, and certainly,
you
know, there's
the
back channels, and you know,
and
Ukraine probably, and the United States probably should have had a constructive conversation to indicate that the level of U.S. support.
Rippon
would
played
be finite,
a tough game.
Okay, that there is a finite
teams,
commitment
Don,
and that's the difference
teams,
between
they,
a critical issue, a real politic
teams,
position, and something
course,
else. If this was a critically
kind of
important,
offenses,
critical to national security
you
of the United States, our willingness to support
right
it would be infinite.
But,
okay?
but
I don't think our willingness is infinite. I don't think the Biden administration's
matched,
willingness is actually infinite.
That,
and I don't think Congress's
don't know,
appetite
Don,
is infinite,
here,
which
but,
tells me we made the wrong decision up front about how we constructed the environment that related to Ukraine. And one of the ways that it was constructed was this notion that Ukraine would be invited into NATO. Even though we knew that Germany,
now we don't have
as
expected not a very big turnout because of the holiday weekend.
You know,
a lot of the students
phone lines
have gone
open
home,
at 847-2789. I'm interested, Sandy,
so far in decent turnout, but
the thoughts
I will
of our
say,
listeners.
Quite a strong
because
media
I remember
presence
early
we have,
on
course,
in
Ross Booker,
you know,
it's a
this invasion.
From a live stream,
the
but
news
we also
media
have
was showing.
W7,
they
an
were,
amazing
they were interviewing
service focused on women's high school and collegiate athletics. So really glad to have Gary and Ed here on the other
the
side of the scores
of
table
Ukraine
section.
And
so
Donbass and
a lot
all
of coverage,
those things,
a lot of
and we could
this,
see those things
game.
With our eyes.
We will start with the
once
visiting,
they stopped showing all of those things,
Redhawks
and it became
Ripon,
a back burner issue.
And the player
people
to look for is senior Bonnie
they used
Johnson.
To call the show
Jensen,
and,
excuse me, off to
and
a great
say,
start.
Hey, we had to do this. We had
season.
To get involved. Remember?
She leads the Redhawks with 16
now,
points per game.
You can't even
ranking,
get a,
and she ranks second on the team in rebounding.
Many people who believed early on this was the right thing to do because innocent people.
We've also
killed.
Got scores.
How much
Lainey
of this,
Havlovitz,
Sandy, is the fact that
and,
the media and
Ella
the role
Tenpas,
it plays?
They
because
put together
the media
about 56
hasn't shown
points
much of this
the first five games.
You know, people are still
so,
being
and then
killed.
Followed
the
by
war is
Bella
still going on, right?
Well, it's
points.
Interesting the way media covers
so
war
pretty
today.
Prolific,
you know, without war correspondents, who can
pretty
talk
prolific,
about
scoring team? Their top
military
six scorers are all double digits.
And military.
So, and then you come to the
targets and the extent
where?
To which military targets are involved.
Junior Olivia Rangel
we end up with news coverage that only relates to
points.
Collateral damage
she's
issues
followed by
in warfare.
Natalie
so
Grishis with 70.
In Gaza, in Israel, we only hear
these
about
are all
civilian
starters.
Deaths.
Lauren Soike,
and in
has,
Ukraine,
39.
The main headlines we
and then
see
off the
are,
bench,
again,
Allison Thompson
civilian
has 28.
Deaths.
She's followed by
and the issue
Natalie
really
Paulsville
is whether the number of
Natalie
civilian
the
deaths
starter,
is disproportionate to
the
level of conflict and the level
she
of
she is coming off a season where she became just
military,
the second player in program history to record
that are ongoing.
50 block
the
shots
Geneva
in more than one
the
season.
Geneva Convention recognizes
career blocks,
the potential for
this
a very unfortunate effect of collateral damage. And basically it has to do
the
with
third
the proportionality
total.
Of the collateral damage
the
to the military targets
games.
And the military
so
advantage
for,
being pursued.
Yeah.
We
Allison.
Never hear about that
and,
side. Okay? And so what
as mentioned,
we get
the
is
basketball
we get fanned,
team, the women's basketball team is trying
the flames
to advance to the
of
CCIW
our passions are fanned by
tournament this season for the fourth
the
consecutive
news of
year,
collateral damage. And,
which would be
and
the most
I don't,
consecutive
I think we should understand about collateral war is a terrible thing. And it is going to kill civilians.
So again, a lot
and
to look forward
then becomes
here.
More proportionality.
Another interesting stat, too, Greg,
and, you know,
is that
I think,
Carol Owens' basketball team has won the rebounding battle
the flames of our interest
three times
in Ukraine,
this season,
and now
which
we're not hearing
in,
much about
three
it
wins.
Because Ukraine has basically
enough,
become
the games they lost,
a battle at
by their
a front
opponents.
Where there are military
so,
casualties
in the Carol Owens,
and not
they've out-rebounded
so many
their opponents.
You know, Sandy,
by 9.3 rebounds per game, as we see the officiating crew making its way in.
The American people, we're so fortunate, right? You always talk about the oceans separating us, and we don't have fear.
Kind of
we don't have to live
queen,
with what
so watch
people
for,
are living with
Olivia Rangel
all
to,
over the world.
To,
and we're,
be
know,
a,
we're fortunate. We're blessed.
Fierce,
yeah, we have.
And so we don't
rebounded.
Have to think about sure.
The biggest moats, the biggest moats ever built.
The Lady Pioneers.
To protect our castle,
the
where the Atlantic and
the
Pacific
court,
Oceans, which are basically
with the officiating crew to go over some of the
you know,
rules.
I mean, you know,
I'm sure
the Pearl Harbor
punches,
was,
nothing
Pearl Harbor,
well.
Incidentally,
but,
was an attack
hey,
in the middle
that,
of
we'll
the Pacific.
Take a quick
it was
conference
thousands
too,
of miles away from the American
here
coastline.
On the Carroll
so anyway,
Basketball
I,
Radio Network here on WAUK. Why don't you take it away, please?
You know. Coming
it's
to
never personal, only politics. The
Ukraine
Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kruitz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic
well,
Media radio station and on the
however,
Civic
about
Media
Ukraine
app.
Is Mitch McConnell. Okay, Mitch McConnell is
looking
is
for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us,
his main
to see our entire lineup.
Is that we need to protect democracy and that Ukraine is a sovereign country and a democracy and it's under attack by Russia and needs to be defended. My only point about that is that I know another
welcome
democracy
back to the Ted
attack,
H. Baker Court at Van
ours,
Mail
okay?
Fieldhouse.
And we aren't being attacked by foreign
the,
powers.
Someone
we're
called
being attacked
a Cameron
from
Indoor
within.
Arena for women's
and
basketball.
The very principles of our democracy are
as
under assault
the,
in such a way that
the Pioneers
we could
look
invidiously
to add their
lose what we've got.
23rd win in 27
without the
tries
fanfare
here.
Of bloodshed,
no place like home, as they
the
always say.
Of bombing,
yes,
it will
but
be self-inflicted
wounds. It will not come easy against a longtime rival, former
and Mitch McConnell needs to wake up to it as well.
Midwest Conference.
The party that he is plays an instrumental leadership role in is playing a big part in this by passively allowing Donald Trump to champion Viktor Orban
in her 11th season. She's compiled a 141-94 record.
He has over his time championed every strongman leader in the world. And I think it's because those people represent an image of what it is that he wants the American people to want for America.
Compiled a combined record of 94-41, including an absurd 74-9 record in Midwest Conference games.
You know,
so it doesn't sound like they're used to
losing
a lot.
Let's go to Scotty from Racine.
Greg,
hey, good morning to you, Scotty. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, and there's
hey, good
some
morning,
beautiful
and great,
from beautiful
Ripon here.
So.
Yeah, I think you know when we talk about these issues, we say we're not at war, aren't we? I mean, if we think about Vladimir Putin's agenda,
you know,
it's
coaches,
war on the West. And if we think
man,
about
if
who
I
he is,
a little,
he's a psych ops major, right?
Say,
I mean, he's definitely the type of person that knows how to wage counterintelligence. Like Russian military may be huge and also inept in many ways.
So
they're conducting a war of genocide in Ukraine. At the
what
behest
happens?
Of a henchman
they
that's
each other
an
before.
International crime syndicate more than an actual
so, so do you think, do you think
sure
that the American
what
people
number,
care?
What number game this
I
is.
I think the American people just
staff,
don't realize that
for the,
people like Donald
the,
Trump
of the season,
are in
you mean?
Yeah, no.
You better wake up.
What
this is not just an external
in the past,
exchange
like,
of gunfire
in Ukraine.
This is the 57th meeting, and they're even right now at 20,
international forces aligned
so
against Western democracy.
This should be, let me double check this here.
Working
I had it in
and I'm talking about
some great notes provided
Iran,
by Mike Westmeyer, our new head of
talking about North Korea. I'm talking about certainly Russia.
Yep, they're tied at 28 apiece, so this is a tiebreaker.
And then we got China over there.
Yeah,
and things,
for some bragging
way,
rights here
are kind of an opposite.
And, behind us here
really,
on the away from the,
so, so what do you think
the
about,
team benches side?
About,
you know, we're on
Sandy's,
that called the north side.
Statement.
Bleachers are filling in nicely. A good mixture of
is inside
Red Hawk and Pioneer fans.
He's right, and the real
so
threat
I could
to our
be wrong
nation
about my assessment
is really
as,
fear itself,
you know, about,
isn't it? It's the same
less
old story.
Than 15 from
people
off,
being afraid. That's how people like Donald Trump get elected. That's how people like Putin win. They plan fear and division.
And,
they divide
and Don,
people.
We
they create two separate camps and exploit all
guess,
weaknesses. And weakness in America has always been racism.
Favorite,
it's always used as a wedge
cookie,
to divide people apart. That's what
that's
Putin
right.
Does. That's what they exploit.
Of,
that's what Donald Trump does. And it's terrible. And we need to wake
also,
up because it is a war. It's just not a hot war with bullets at the moment. But some of these people apparently want it to be. And it's pretty creepy.
You know, Scott, I think you've hit a point. I'm not sure that Putin
and,
wants to have a military
the first
war
place of both
with the
major
world,
parties, right?
But I think
where,
that Putin's version of leadership is the kind of leadership
that started,
he would like
yeah,
to foster
rich,
in the rest of the world. Strongman leaders,
state,
Viktor Orban,
before I forget,
Donald Trump.
Especially since there are fans listening
and,
from around the state, you can download the Civic Media
feed
app
off one another because they actually facilitate one another. They make they're able to bargain with one another, make deals with one another.
All
that,
19,
that prolong
20,
or their own
20 of these
power
media stations
structure
as
within
you travel,
their countries.
And you're able to tune in
and
certain
so
games depending on where
true
you are
that,
to listen to your favorite teams.
People who are strongmen
so
want other strongmen in power
app,
in other in the other major countries in the world because
and,
it facilitates
and,
what they
lots of live
do.
Local
and so, you know, to the extent that I think we have an international war,
stations.
I think that's
I
the war we have. I don't think Russia has either military power or the appetite to assault countries other than Ukraine. But I think they have the psych op
right now,
operation in place to try and
they
undermine the democracies and to try and create an environment, just like they did in the United States. I mean, I don't know
Mino
whether
mayor,
you know
so
Trump couldn't be convicted
of,
a lot of great
complicit,
live
being
local
complicit
programming
in the dealings that Russia had in the 2016 election. But there is no doubt, based on the Mueller report and others, that Russia was actively involved trying to affect the U.S. election. How are they trying to affect it? They're trying to affect it by destabilizing the democratic institutions and installing strongmen.
Hey, Scotty, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it.
For those of you
we will
thinking of attending,
return.
To get the
got
scoop
a lot to talk about on
marching.
The other side.
Talk to
be
some
right
of the local
back.
Business owners and attend. You can really get a flavor. And, even while you're there, again, you can download the Civic Media app while you're setting up and get the pregame. We're really, really proud and excited to be part of the 60th annual Christmas parade. We were able to broadcast it last year because the parade route ran right in front of our studio there in the old Navy building. And 217 Wisconsin Avenue. But they've switched the parade route. It's the same as the 4th of July, so it's going to start from the State Building, head down Barstow, take a right on Main, and then it'll end it as usual, you know, in Cutler Park there. So it should be another special occasion. And, you know, that's one parade that attracts people from all over the region. People come as far as Jefferson County and sometimes even further to be a part of that holiday tradition. So really, again, really, really proud that WAUK and Civic Media will also be a part of it as well. And
yeah, then, we're really excited.
We're back here on Wednesday night as well. Mark your calendars. Apologies we couldn't do the Tuesday games because of our programming that comes out of our studio. There were some restrictions on capacity and space, but now that the season moves to its traditional Wednesday nights, we'll be able to air those games. And next Wednesday, your Pios, the women's basketball team, will be taking on North Central. So it'll be the conference opener, and that's a 7 p.m. start. So we look forward to seeing you there. And then I think we might have the men's on the following Saturday. But for now, again, the focus is on the women's. So we've really been the darlings.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
With the success they've had in recent seasons. Is that fair to say, Greg?
Yes, yes. You know, as you mentioned at the men's game the other night, our men's basketball program is under construction.
On the rise. Looking good, though.
All right. Welcome back to the Early Game Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Texas, that's the number. It's Friday, and these Fridays with none other than Sandy Williams, my co-host. And Sandy, our phone lines are open again.
Sandy, I think that a lot of games.
Being an American means Coach Lindsey Schultz told me today is Community Day, so kids can come in for free if they're wearing their community jersey.
We're the only nation that hasn't really been invaded, for the most part, major nation.
And they're also giving away posters that have the Carroll women's basketball schedule on there. So
that wasn't
for those of you that
lane,
are nearby, you still have a chance to attend the game.
As a nation, we haven't had to face
I have a 13-year-old
that
we're trying to hopefully get over here when they're done with Christmas shopping.
What was that? But
we're
talking about military.
Real authentic quality
and so
college basketball.
I might get to meet some junior Browns.
That can never happen to us. We don't feel like truly
the
democracy.
This is the projected starting lineup here. Olivia Rangel, the junior guard
it's
from
never
Franklin.
Happened before.
Emily Wisner, the sophomore from Germantown.
We did have times when it came
it's a three guard offense.
Yes.
So
the McCarthy
Paul
period
Skill,
was
also from Germantown,
was a test.
Where's number 22?
You know, we all in school learned
and
about checks
forwards,
and balances,
senior,
and we were told
the lone senior
our
in the
system
lineup,
had
Lauren
checks
Soike
and balances
from
to keep to make sure that the executive
and then rounding it out
become a
dictator,
couldn't become a
monarch. Number 33.
We had checks and balances
from all the way out there in Janesville. So
for excessive
state well represented
power
here,
on the
especially
part
of the Milwaukee area.
Congress, so we wouldn't have a runaway kind of a French Revolution
yeah,
kind of a democracy.
Went to Nicolet High School
we
as
have
well.
Checks and balances,
and
so we all got comfort from
and
that.
And look
well, the problem is that the founding fathers, when they set up checks
the,
and balances, assumed that people
Chicago,
would be operating within norms, okay, within kind of standard norms, and would not be setting out to test the very limit of the checks and balances until the Donald Trump
and as we,
regime.
The clock
okay?
about 4
and
minutes
Donald
from,
Trump has set about,
Anthem
and it's been clear from the beginning, he set
off.
About testing
so
the
I
limits
think now will be a good time
of the checks and balances.
For station
how much can a president
well as,
do unilaterally without,
show a few
without
messages
being restricted?
On you.
Okay?
Take it away, please.
And he's taken that to the point.
You're listening
where
to
some
the
of it
Shaw,
has to be,
WAUK
you know, the,
540 AM Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on
the
Civic Media
that,
app.
That needs to
folks,
implement
I tell you
the
this much, the
Cripes
cast is just the butter
being
on my cheese.
Law,
cockroaches,
nation
not that
laws,
bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Everyone is subject to
their law, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and
but
on the Civic Media app.
Capable of protecting the rights of the institutions.
Looking for more local programming?
Right, that
check out our
crime.
Website,
we can see it ongoing right now.
Us to
We've
see
got,
our entire
you know, Donald
lineup.
Trump being the subject of all kinds of litigation, most of which is going to take years, okay? most of which we all kind of cynically understand might take longer
and
than
we are
the 2024
Pioneer
election.
Pioneer basketball.
And so
Lady
is
Pioneer
that balance?
Basketball.
Is that check
Carroll University
working?
By
well,
Pioneer.
Not very well.
Get ready
so
to
the
take
problem is
the
that our checks
college,
and balances, when
Red
we really
Hawks,
put them to the ultimate
Don
test,
Brown,
are going to be
man.
Frayed.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay,
glad
they're
to have
going
you
be,
here.
They're going to maybe start and, coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, we are live
they might
and local.
Not function. They might not work. And the
as
fact is that
a
frontal assault,
again,
particularly one that is backed by a significant
and,
number of people, all right?
And,
Donald Trump has decided to attack the judiciary
those
and their reputation
to,
and the notion that they are reliable. He's decided to attack
to
the federal law enforcement agencies, their reputations, and
Carroll
question whether they're reliable. And he's got 30-40% of American people along with him questioning the reliability and reputation of the very fundamental pillars of our democracy. Well, that's certainly a level of cynical distrust that can erode the American democracy. Okay, it's not
going
to take 90% of the people. It's going to take a significant cadre of people.
On my show this morning, I'd announced,
I think we are coming right to the edge of having a significant cadre of people who are unwittingly talking about championing the American Constitution and in the very process of
that,
they're destroying it.
You know, Sandy, you talk about unwittingly not knowing in supporting this guy.
Freshman defensive student-athlete of the year.
He is not in
a
the
lot
least
of,
bit
a lot
concerned
of great
about
to celebrate
them.
Right.
Across our
solely
athletic
concerned
program.
About himself.
So I know
and,
we have two seniors in the soccer
and,
program
and
that
the
were
more
also acknowledged
you
for
watch
their successful
the
on
more,
the field and in the classroom.
I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I would
come on out
not
here, folks. We need you out here.
That our
we're lacking
could be
some of the energy
in the kind of danger it's in with one person.
From the student section.
That one person
I have to say, Greg, well, pleasantly surprised. There's actually a pretty good turnout so far as we are
well,
just
I guess one
4 or 5 minutes away from tip-off.
Well, one person has set a style
you know, those students,
that has been embraced by a number of people. So the Freedom Caucus is now filled with a bunch of people who are all about theater, who are all about
both teams, getting ready
making
now
government
for
not work, not trying to
lineup.
Make it work. They're trying to
we
make
got,
it not work.
The
they're
live
all
mic
about
going,
putting
so
government
be
in disrepute. They're
here.
All about draining the government of money, and, reducing taxes,
yeah, we're almost
and,
ready.
And reducing all the things that the government and, might spend money on.
Don,
this isn't
waiting,
libertarianism.
Don,
this is a direct assault on the American government, on the American, and it's done in the name
Boy,
of the American way of life. You know, it's being done. It's the ultimate hypocrisy, and it's not being done, I don't think, with malice of forethought by the 40 million Americans who are following them. I think the 40 million people who are excited about this and excited in that direction believe that they are protecting the very Constitution that they're in the process of destroying.
Starting national anthem here any minute.
You know, Sandy, the more you look at it, the more you... You know, I just honestly, the more I look at it, the more frustrated I become because I see it. It's just right there. And you know, the fight, Sandy, is, again, one that people have to be able to see through not just what they get from him.
Right.
Well, see, they've got to see another. There's two sides to it.
Yes, and I think the way you get to seeing the problem is to ask what the end game is. You want to destroy the courts. What's the end game? What are you going to replace them with? How are you going to get a judiciary that you trust? Are you going to only get a judiciary that rules in your favor? Because that's not a trustworthy judiciary. What are you going to do about the federal law enforcement agencies? What's your end game?
You really do feel that the nation is in danger.
I do. I do. I think that our institutions are in danger. I think that our loss of a vibrant news media and one that can shine the bright light of news media coverage on these problems makes it more likely that the problems will exist and will prevail.
We'll be right back.
And a nice rendition of our national anthem. And now they're going to announce the starting lineups for both teams. So, doing our best to keep up here. They're going to start with the visitors from Ripon.
Number 0,
Bella Opelt is the guard.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow
Lainey
Civic Hablovitz, Media on Facebook,
freshman
and Instagram.
From Wild Rose. Number 11, Natalie Rowolf, a 5'8 sophomore guard from Madison. And then number 14, the star senior, Bonnie Jensen. Oh. And then there's number 30, Ella Tenpas. And they announced head coach Lauren Busalaki. And now it's time for our Pioneers. We'll announce the Ripon staff after our Pios are announced. And a very impressive video display here. Number 14, Lauren Psyche, the 5'10 senior forward. Number 22, guard Natalie Paulskill from Germantown.